This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Court rejects workers' comp for families. Port gets $1.5 billion to upgrade goods movement. And Senate expected to act on Torres Small nomination. Court rules workers' comp cannot be extended to families. The California Supreme Court ruled last week that the family members of a worker with COVID-19 cannot claim workers' compensation. The judge ruled it would impose an intolerable burden on employers. The case involved a woodworker in San Francisco who claimed to have spread the virus to his wife following an exposure at work during the height of the pandemic. U.S. Chamber of Commerce argued in the case that the workplace safety net was being cast too wide with the claim. California spends $1.5 billion to boost ports. The Newsom administration announced $1.5 billion in new spending last week to improve port infrastructure. About $1.2 billion will help to increase the capacity to move goods and improve the supply chain. Another $450 million will support zero emission trains, trucks, boats, and charging infrastructure to help industries meet stringent climate mandates. Port of Los Angeles Executive Director Gene Soroka thanked Governor Newsom and lawmakers for allocating the funding through the last budget cycle. Soroka said it will, quote, accelerate our efforts to boost competitiveness, create jobs, and enhance decarbonization efforts. Glyphosate backers welcome EU Food Safety Agency's findings. A European Food Safety Authority review did not find any critical areas of concern in a peer review it conducted of a risk assessment of glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, as the European Union prepares to vote later this year on the future of the herbicide on the continent. The chemical, the active ingredient in Roundup, is currently approved for use in the EU through December 15th. The Glyphosate Renewal Group, a group of companies seeking continued authorization for use in the EU, said in a statement that, quote, these final scientific conclusions are consistent with assessments of leading health regulators around the world, as well as the overwhelming evidence from nearly 50 years of science. The latest conclusions lay the foundation for a successful reapproval of glyphosate in the EU, the GRG said. The outcome follows an extremely robust regulatory evaluation process, one of the most stringent in the world. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. New federal advisory committee to recommend changes to Northwest Forest Management. A new federal advisory committee has been set up to make recommendations on management of the 19 national forests in Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, the Agriculture Department said Friday. The committee's recommendations will be focused on a climate-informed amendment of the Northwest Forest Plan to update management direction so that national forests are managed sustainably, adapted to climate change, and resilient to wildfire, insects, disease, and other disturbances while meeting the needs of local communities, USDA said. The committee represents a diverse group from tribes, local communities, environmental groups, industry, and academia across Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, according to the department. Senate tees up action on USDA nominee. Congress is back in action this week after a two-week recess. The first order of business in the Senate this evening, a vote to advance the nomination of Xochitl Torres Small to be the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. That's a post that's been vacant since Jill Bronow stepped down earlier this year. While there hasn't been any public opposition to her nomination, a single senator's objection has prevented the Senate from approving her nomination by voice vote. Also today, the House Ways and Means Committee will hold a field hearing on agriculture trade issues at the Minnesota farm of former National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Don Schiefelbein. Schiefelbein, who will be one of the witnesses at the hearing, told AgriPulse he'll make the case that the government should push back on individuals and countries who attempt to diminish our ability to provide beef for consumer demand. Another witness, Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish, says he'll tell lawmakers that fair and stable trade deals are critical to farmers. Trade agreements need to address the whole supply chain from the farmers, workers, trading partners to the ultimate consumer, he said. For more on this week's Ag Policy Agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead. USDA launches assistance program for victims of discrimination. The Agriculture Department warned producers to be aware of scams as it officially launched the application process for victims of discrimination in farm lending programs to receive assistance. Farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners who experience discrimination by USDA in its farm loan programs prior to January 1, 2021, and or are currently debtors with assigned or assumed USDA farm loan debt that was the subject of USDA discrimination before that date are eligible, the department said. USDA said it had learned that some lawyers and groups had been spreading misleading information about the discrimination assistance process, pressuring people to sign retainer agreements and asking people to fill out forms with private and sensitive information. But the application process, which is open until October 31st, is free, and no attorney is necessary, according to USDA. The IRA provides $2.2 billion for the program. Individual assistance is capped at $500,000. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 10th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.